第11項
My mother was a magician at stretching a dollar. That December, with Christmas approaching, she was out to work and my sister Doris was in the kitchen when I rushed into her bedroom one afternoon in search of a safety pin. Since her bedroom opened onto a community hallway, she kept the door locked, but needing the pin, I took the key from its hiding place, unlocked the door, and stepped in.Standing against the wall was a big, black bicycle with balloon tires. I recognized it instantly. It was the same second-hand bike I'd been admiring in a Baltimore street shop window. I'd even asked about the price. It was horrible, something like $15. Somehow, my mother had saved enough for a down payment and meant to surprise me with the bicycle on Christmas morning.I was overwhelmed by the discovery that she had spent that much money on me and sickened by the knowledge that, bursting into her room like this, I had robbed her of the pleasure of seeing me astonished and delighted on Christmas Day. I hadn't wanted to know her lovely secret. Still, stumbling upon it like this made me feel as though I'd struck a blow against her happiness. I backed out, put the key back in its hiding place, and asked myself what to do.I resolved that between now and Christmas, I must do nothing, absolutely nothing, to reveal the slightest hint of my terrible knowledge. I must avoid the least word, the faintest intonation, the slightest gesture that might reveal my possession of her secret. Nothing must deny her the happiness of seeing me stunned with amazement on Christmas Day. In the privacy of my bedroom, I began composing,and testing exclamations of delight. Wow! A bike with balloon tires! I don't believe it! I'm the luckiest boy alive! And so on. In front of a handheld mirror in my bedroom, I tried the whole range of expressions. Mouth open and eyes wide, hands slapped firmly against both cheeks to keep the jaw from falling off. These and more I practiced for several days,without acquiring confidence in any of them. I decided to wait until Christmas morning and see if anything came naturally. On Christmas morning, I came out of my bedroom with my presents for my mother and Doris came with hers. My mother's had been placed under the tree during the night. There were a few small glittering packages, a big doll for Doris, but no bicycle. I must have looked disappointed.I supposed she'd found the bike intolerably expensive and sent it back. Wait a minute, my mother cried, snapping her fingers. There's something in my bedroom I forgot all about. She beckoned to Doris. The two of them went out, and a moment later came back wheeling between them the big black two-wheeler with balloon tires. I didn't have to fake my delight after all. I threw my arms around her spontaneously, and kissed her.